Thank you for calling the girls. This is Tabitha.
Hi, Tabitha. How are you? It's Jose.
Oh, okay, with the cabinets. Sorry, Jose.
Yes, I was like,
who is this?
It's me again. Popped out
so
of nowhere.
I just had a question. The prices, though, that was on that quote, I know that every quote is like to what my cabinet design is, but the pricing that's on there, like ThinkBase 36, that is my price that's there?
No, that's just for the sample render that I sent you, which is also the sample quote. That's not for you anything. You haven't sent me anything, Tabitha.
No. But I'm just saying, as far as the pricing, like, okay.
Oh, yes. For you,
just say
for you,
I sent
you
that list.
If you sent me that list, that's what you would pay, yes. Which
that's what I would pay.
Yeah, that's specifically at 64% off MSRP. Which, I mean,
wow, that's insane.
That
price is way out of what I'm getting my cabinets for. Because I quoted yours. Yes, very. Because I took your list and did it in my Visions. I quoted it from them, and my total for Vision is $2,375.25 with shipping.
Well, that is same exact.
Your
so
same
you
exact quote.
Okay.
Not even my customers pay what you sent me the price. Like, my customers are paying, if I quoted your exact thing out, because mine's, I don't need end panels either.
Mm-hmm.
You have finished panels. My cabinet's 100% finished. So I don't need those finished panels. That's the only thing that I left off my quote, because they don't sell that because I don't have it. My customers are paying $4,041.68 with taxes and assembly fee.
Interesting. So where are you getting your material from, in my ass? You must be getting it from, like, Taiwan type shit, like, from them, huh?
Oh, so my Vision cabinet?
Yes.
I think they're in Mexico now.
Are they? Interesting, because we're in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're saying that you would pay $2,000 less than what I sent you?
Yeah, my total, and I can screenshot this right now for you, just to show you. Let me just get your number. Can you just say your number? I don't have it saved in my phone, so it won't let me pull you
this
up.
This is an office.
It's
not a cell phone. It's an office. It's 786-550-3366.
550-3366?
You won't be able to text it.
You don't want me to... Oh, this is the number you're calling?
Yeah, the number that I'm calling you from is a landline. You won't be able to text.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me email you this.
I can email it, absolutely.
Just to show you. I'm just screenshotting my total. Like, I put the whole list in there. And this was my total from Vision. And it was Jose Romero, right? Like, I literally took your whole list and just typed it into Visions just for shits and giggles,
right,
you know?
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. No.
And then I did it in my system, you know, for my customers, because I do everything 60% off for them. So
that's interesting, because if you can do $2,000 less than that, then, hey, man, more power to you.
Yeah, that's why I haven't brought anybody else on, because nobody can touch their price.
Right.
My manager worked...
Are you sacrificing quality, though? I mean, is that what it is?
I'm not.
Well?
Everybody's very happy with the quality.
Sorry. I mean, do they last, one or two years? Is that what you do? Or I'm not trying
what
to
do you mean?
Put anything down. How long would your material last? I mean, is it a full maple wood face? Is it, for you to get
so
that
So all
price,
my faces are birch wood.
Insane.
My box, everything is birch wood.
Birch? Okay, we have
even
birch
the
wood.
Faces of birch wood, but you know the painted ones is MDF.
I understand.
It's, you know, it's seamless. There's no. I mean,
right,
I have people that
did
their houses 7 years ago with these cabinets, because even though I just started selling them 4 years ago, I worked with another company at the time that only did cabinets. They don't do install. They don't do any of that. So I was buying the same line from them 7, 8 years ago, you know, and I have people that I did back then, and like, they're still returning customers. I have one that just came to me, and I'm like, listen, that cabinet's discontinued, you know, but I'm going to help them because I'm actually getting rid of the discontinued. Since it's discontinued, I'm getting rid of my display, and the cabinet's there for them. So I said, you can take the display for free because they're getting rid of a dishwasher. So they need the base 24. You know what I mean? So I have returning customers that are very happy with it, and I'm doing the next house that they're doing. I mean, the quality to me is, it's a great quality.
Right, right. I mean, I get it. You're happy with what you're receiving. And listen, $2,000 less.
That's a drastic. That's why my assistant manager, who does his homework, and he hasn't been able to pull anybody else on except for ProSelect cabinet. ProSelect is very, very similar to my Vision pricing. I don't know if you heard of ProSelect.
You might be asking, who are you? Is that who's giving you this price?
ProSelect is very close. Yeah, we're like $100, maybe a little bit more. ProSelect is giving me the price, and Vision Cabinets is giving me that price. And ProSelect, I mean, they have some glazed cabinets. They have some beautiful colors. And that's the only reason why I took them on, because they were very, very close to Vision.
And they are based out, and they're in Florida? I see they're in Houston. Is that right? Am I correct?
Houston, they're in North Carolina.
I put ProSelect, it said Houston. But I'm sure they have something in Florida. Yeah, they're a dealer. Interesting.
They're in New Orleans, actually.
Tabitha, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, man. You're getting a badass price if that's what you're getting. And you say you're not sacrificing quality. If you can send me, like, an actual measurement or SKUs, I can probably work on the numbers. But, I mean... I mean, you have a great connection if that's what you have, man. I'm not going to lie to you. And this is me that I work with cabinets, and I deal with a direct manufacturer. For you to get those prices, Tabitha, hey, man, keep that a secret. Or if you want to pass that along, I mean, damn, why not?
Yeah. Listen. I don't know what price they're going to give the next person. You know what I mean? Because the manager that started my store worked at another company that brought...
Is that what it is?
So the manager that worked at the other store, that other store has been ordering from Vision for over 30 years, right? And they sold the company. So because it was so tight with the manager, she's like, I can't deal with the new owner. I'm not doing this. So the manager and the assistant manager came to me because we, you know, had such good rapport together. They were both crying hysterical because they've worked there for more than 10 years. And I said, you know what? We're going to come up with a solution. We're going to open our own damn store. How about that? And Vision gave us his pricing. You understand? So I have a 30-year account pricing.
Is that what happened? Yeah. So you have
but you know, ProSelect, I'm very new with them, and I've only been with them for a year, and they had very, very comparable pricing. I mean, they're like, maybe some of the things is like 20, 40, 50, 100, maybe $100 different. So their quotes are super similar to what I was already getting. So that's why we brought ProSelect on, you know, so it's hard because we're just getting these outrageous pricing from people, and they're all the comparable boxes. My boxes are half inch too.
I understand your perspective there, Tabitha. It definitely makes perfect sense. How can two companies be very similar, and then all the other ones are very expensive? The thing that I can say, and I now repeat this, and you said it's not. It's the only thing I can say would be the quality, to be honest. And you say it's a bird's face, and you know, half inch plywood. I'm not sure what you have, but I mean, it sounds pretty nice, man. I mean, if you have a 30-year discount, let's call it a family discount type style. But the ProSelect doesn't make sense. Like, how can they do it as well? You know,
yeah,
did you mention that to them?
I didn't give them any.
Hey,
no.
Messed up, right?
Nope, we just went shopping and seen who was comparable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, I have a good rapport with them, obviously, but I'm not mm-hmm. ordering from them all the time. You know, my last order from them is like maybe mm-hmm. 2 months ago, and then maybe this month I put another order in, but that's it. My reputation, my rapport is with Vision, my loyalty.
Right. Mm.
But
so
I can probably talk to Rudy and see maybe for the European style, but that's it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't push a customer to buy a white shaker off of you. It's double the price.
Okay. Well, I understand. I mean, I don't blame you.
And Spring Hill, this community is not for that. They're looking for whoever's doing the cheapest. It's horrible that they think like that. And I say cheapest because they could go buy shit and they'll be happy with it. You know what I mean? They'll go to Home Depot because they're Home Depot got a cabinet for $100. I'm like, you cannot compare my cabinets to Home Depot.
Exactly. Well, see, that's, you know what I mean? Like, that's like some Home Depot.
Yeah, and some people don't care about that. It comes down to the price.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, at this moment, it's people are willing, and don't take this the wrong way. People are willing to be cheap, you know, and I don't blame them. You know, it's times are hard, but sometimes it's I would just say just some patience, you know, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's just because I believe things are going to change, but it's.
Listen, it's, people call me. They're like, "Is that with the 60% off?" And I'm like, "Are you kidding me? Like, really? Yes, that's with the 60% off."
But if you pay attention,
so I laugh at them.
If you pay attention to that quote that I sent you, that's from last year, Tabitha. We can still work on prices. 50% off, though, $2,000 off. I can almost guarantee you, Tabitha, that I cannot match those prices. I just, I can get close
it's too far out of range.
Yeah,
I
just can't.
My customers are not even paying your price.
Yeah. Well, I get it.
Like
you
the
know,
quote
I,
you said, you know.
No, it's too expensive. Okay, we can. You said you have your European style. We have many other options, Tabitha. I mean, I know it's that we have great product. I mean, we manufacture the Faircrest line. I'm not sure if you're aware of them, and we have over a million square feet of warehouse, and it's. I think we're doing something okay, but it just doesn't really work for everybody. I want to make something clear here, Tabitha. You're not the first one that has told me I have a better connection. I have a better price, and they gave me some insane prices. And like you just matched, like you just proved to me that you sent me that email. Like, hey, man, Tabitha, between me and you, not put business away. I mean, hey, dude, like. Excuse my language. Like, get on that shit, dude. Like, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
That's an amazing price, you know?
I'm selling my cabinets. I mean, they see it. You know, I have the whole showroom full of these cabinets. They gave me all of the displays for free, like I said. You know, so the customers feel them. They touch them. They're not bad cabinets. You know, it's not the highest-end cabinet.
Well,
no,
Birch is a great quality. If you say you have Birch.
Yeah, when they hear Birch, they're, like, shocked. They're like, really? You know, for that price? And they're in shock, but
well,
it's not
shocked.
A bad
I
line of cabinets. It's beautiful cabinet, you know.
And what about
just
the paint?
Last week, I sold probably $80,000 worth of cabinets.
Last week?
Just last week.
$80,000?
Just worth of cabinets, yeah.
$80,000?
Because of the pricing. I'm doing 60% off because of the hurricane.
Wow.
And my normal sale is anywhere from 40 to 50% off of my cabinets. You know, I do a sale every week, but my lowest I do is
40%.
Yeah, but
how are you doing 40 or 50% and I'm giving you 64% and we're not matching prices? Am I seeing something here that I'm not, I mean, am I not seeing something?
I don't know, love. My mine's, I'm doing 60% off. I mean 60% off, but that's, I'm still making 35% profit.
Tabitha, do me a favor. Can you do something for me? Why don't you send me a measurement and let me quote it to the penny? And let me explain this as well to my team and say, hey, listen, she's not playing. She has some great prices. To put some feet in them, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, what? Can
yeah,
you
listen,
do that for
I'll
me,
send you... Yeah, I'm going to send you one of my quotes I did in the computer, and it's just a list. I'm not sending you the designs. I'll just send you a list.
Send me the SKUs.
And you can
send
go off of this list.
You send me SKUs, right? As long as it's SKUs. It's not the same one that I sent you.
Yeah, the DuraBase 21, that's what it says. It says two DuraBase 21s, three DuraBase 18s. And like I said, I don't need these finished panels because my cabinets are finished. So that's why I feel like yours is more too.
So the ones you're sending me right now is just SKUs, right? And you said
it's
that
just
all
like
your,
toe kick,
your,
you know,
all,
eight,
all your,
96 inch.
Everything that you purchase is already with finished panels and everything? What if it's a custom one, Tabitha? Do you still have those?
Like the end panels? You know you have end panels?
Yeah, the end panels.
For the
if it's a custom cabinet.
I don't need end panels. My
you know
cabinets
somebody,
are all finished.
You know somebody. Your dad's probably the owner.
My husband, if I need something, I am the owner. I'm the owner of the...
I'm the owner of the manufacturers.
No, I'm not. I wish I was.
That's insane. And you
my husband customizes everything now.
Well, that's why, too, because he's fucking badass. Excuse my language.
He's been doing this since he was like 10 years old.
Anybody who does custom cabinets, anything with wood, they know exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah, my husband doesn't have to, like, you know, somebody wants an angled cabinet, he can make it. Mm-hmm. You know, if I need a pull-out drawer and they're out of stock on a certain pull-out drawer, he's making his own. You know, pantries that have weird...
Let me ask you a question. Do you have access to pocket door pantries?
Pocket door pantry.
Yes.
What is that?
You know those.
I don't even know what that is.
Those. Okay, so it's the pantry. You know how you open the doors on a pantry, but they slide back. Does that make sense?
So they slide to the side.
So let's say it's a pantry.
Inside the pantry.
Yeah. And they slide inside the pantry. Correct. Yes. Very expensive.
No, I've never seen
that. Very hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you have that connection. Maybe we can do some business.
No, I don't. I've never even seen that. When a customer wants something custom, like I said, my husband just does it. You know, I had a customer that came in here one day and he said he wanted the vanity upside down. What do you mean you want it upside down? He wanted the doors up top and the drawer at the bottom.
Okay.
What?
Tabitha, do you
did
mind
you
me asking
that?
You? Yes, I have. I've actually heard of some insane modifications and people
made
it happen.
Well, my husband brought an RCA and did it. Yeah.
Did he?
He brought an RCA cabinet and made it happen.
He cut it himself and put hints. So, okay. So Tabitha,
he didn't have to cut anything. He flipped it.
Put things aside. I'm sorry to interrupt you before I forget.
Mm-hmm.
I have a customer right now who I could not provide that cabinet for, and I'm sure he's not going to go with... because he told me already I can't find it, and I've been looking a lot of places for this. If I can recommend you to him, do you think you can provide that pantry for him? It's a good, it's a nice size kitchen. It's just I don't have that pantry.
Where is this customer located?
He is located in, give me 1 second, Tabitha. Give me a second, I just gotta go through my emails real quick.
Mm-hmm.
He is located in Sanibel, Florida. 501 Lagoon Drive, Sanibel, Florida.
How far that is?
That is, I believe it's a little island.
Oh no, that's 3.5 hours.
That's too far?
From me. We won't go that far. Mm-mm.
What if he comes fix it up?
Maybe. I'm going to have to talk to my husband.
I just responded to him today. I haven't received the response. So I'm going to, if it depends on what he says, I'm going to, is it okay if I recommend you for him? If he's willing to come
fine.
Sit up?
Yeah. Right. I should talk to my husband, and he wants pocket door pantry.
It's just one pantry, one specific pantry on the left side of the fridge, and it's on top of a countertop, so he wants a 40-inch tall pantry with pocket doors. I don't have it. We don't have it in our stock.
I don't put anything past my husband. Nothing.
Well, that's amazing because he said he's been looking everywhere and I just feel bad that I couldn't help him. I really do. Like man, because the whole point is to be able to help.
Yeah, you can give him my number. We can try. I'll talk to my husband. You know, to see.
Mention it to him. I haven't received his response yet. I'm going to let you know. If you're going to go looking for it, I already did. It's very expensive. I'm not sure. Maybe you have like I said, your dad.
No, but I can, if I find it, how it works, you know, my husband could probably make it out of a regular pantry.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. If you can find those hinges.
Mm-hmm.
You can modify it because you said your husband does custom cabinets. So if he does that, then that's the perfect person. And now that all depends on how much you want to charge him. That's all. That's your business, you know.
Yeah, of course.
So.
Okay. Yeah, I'll talk to him. My husband, is that something you can do? All
right, Tabitha. So listen, I just received your email. I'm going to work on these SKUs real quick. It's going to be just a simple quote. You don't need a design or nothing. So I'm going to I'm gonna quote this for you and send it to you. And then you'll be able to see what we will charge. And Tabitha, this is...
And I'll tell you right now. I'll give you a price right now what my customer paid.
You don't have to, Tabitha. I just want you to see if we benefit you in any way.
Not a big deal. Because your pricing is coming out more than my customers.
You said that five times already. I think you're trying to just throw it in my face.
No, I'm not trying to. This is no way.
I can probably get you a discount, but I can guarantee you I cannot get you a $2,000 discount.
this particular job was, let me see, because it's the deposit for the granite on here too.
Do you do a full turnkey and everything on your projects? We can do that for you as well.
What do you mean?
Like from full design to countertops. Like from design to installation
to
distribution to the countertop.
So my showroom, I have
Pro Kitchen.
Pro Celeste? No, Pro Kitchen. Yes, I don't use the software. I'm sorry, I don't do the designs. My manager does. We have Pro Kitchen. Sorry, and I have a guy that installs my cabinets. My husband does the cutting. My husband does the template. My husband and I have two other fabricators. And then I have another team that does just granite install. Where my showroom is, I have three rooms of showroom. I have LVP flooring and quartz in one showroom. And then I have the other showroom full of cabinets and handles. And then my front showroom is all vanities ready to go, pre-cut and everything, and all, you know, the showroom displays. And then I'm on 2 acres of land. We just bought this property.
What is your turnaround time?
Full slabs outside.
Of marble
outside? So if it's cabinets, it's about 3 weeks. With cabinets and granite, it's about 3 weeks total.
From start to end, like from design to its full installation? Or
yeah, so if a customer just say a customer came in today, right?
Mm-hmm.
I order the cabinets today. I'll have them next week. So probably the week of December 2nd, the first of the month, I'll start the install. They'll be done before Christmas. So they'll be done by the 17th. If they came in today.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a team that's just for my cabinets. I have
you can order right now. You can order me a full kitchen right now and you have it within 5 days?
I ordered a kitchen today,
RTA.
I would probably have it by Tuesday or Wednesday, RTA. Yeah. Mhm. Listen, I put an order in yesterday and I got it today. Like, no joke. It's already been delivered.
I know you're not joking, but that's insane. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm very loyal to this company, and this company is super loyal to me. You know?
Yeah, they don't push you at the end of the line type stuff.
No. And when I have a problem, like, the rep is here in within a day or two, and they're in Kentucky. I'm not playing with these people.
No way.
Like,
they're
I'll
not
call
even
them and say, listen, this happened. They're not even in Florida. The guy lives in Kentucky. And he will come here within a day to the most. And he's here to solve my problem that I have. Yeah. So that layout that I sent the numbers.
You know somebody, that's what it is.
Listen, they had a rapport with that company, you know what I mean? And we just kept that rapport because I kept the manager and I kept the assistant manager and we just opened a new store. And I'm very, very loyal to them. I mean, like I said, last week alone, I did about 80,000 in sales just on my cabinet.
That's crazy because I'm doing 100,000 a month and you're doing it in a week. That's insane. You know how hard it is to do that?
We had a hurricane over here. You know what I mean?
I know. I'm in Tampa.
Yeah. So that was just last week alone. I mean, this week I didn't make as much. Don't get me wrong. I didn't make as much this week, but we're not doing that.
Well, you lose some, you win some, you know. But the goods make up for the bad.
Of course.
But, I mean, I can guarantee you, mm-hmm. I've worked for some big companies. I've done installation as well, and I've never touched those numbers a week at a time.
Yeah.
Those are big numbers you're talking about.
We're 5 stars on Google, and I have probably about 80-something reviews. My husband doesn't just work. Nobody's a number to me. Every house is done as if it's my husband's own. We treat everybody like they're, you know, you walk into my place and you're treated like family.
I'm glad you said that because that's what I feel. It's with me, people, I've had plenty of people is tell me, oh, no, you're just trying, like, you're scamming me. You're trying to sell me. No, I'm telling you, I'm being honest with you of what I could provide. If it benefits mm-hmm. you in any way, then let's move forward. And if not, throw it in the trash. It's more about building a relationship, you know, because like you said,
absolutely.
I can guarantee you when your people think about a kitchen, the first person that comes to mind is Tabitha, you know. And that's what you want, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't be like, oh, remember Tabitha, that one girl that was rude as shit, and she didn't want to help us, like, mm-hmm. you don't want that. You want, like, hey, yeah, call this girl. I can get you. I can guarantee you she's going to make it happen. Mm-hmm. She takes pride in her work. Her husband's amazing at what he does. And yeah, I recommend her. That's what you want. And that's what I fully believe in trying to build a relationship. Even with you right now, I could have been like, nah, it's Friday. I don't want to call her. I'll call her on Monday. But I want to see what you were going to say. I was hoping that you're gonna tell me something different, but hey, you're like, hey dude, you're fucking expensive, you trash. but I get it.
No.
You know, it's a lesson.
Listen,
it's something
everybody
that I'm
has
learning
their
from.
Price and
mm-hmm.
yeah.
But it's
everybody's price is gonna be different, you know. Like I tell, there's reps that come in here all the time. They're like, oh, why don't you buy Dexton? Why don't you do this? I don't even have Cambria in my showroom. Do you know what Cambria is?
I do.
You're in the field. I mean, Okay, mm-hmm. Cambrian is not for this neighborhood. Mm-hmm. They don't even have a display here.
There's another
you
one
You want
that
Cambrian,
I,
go to Home Depot.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's another one that's, I forgot the name, it's in, it's only, it's vice versa, it's only Italian imported, it's a it's with an I, Avilia, I don't know, it's specifically out of Florida. I'll think of the name, I have it at the tip of my tongue, and they're super expensive, nothing but luxury, and they hang up on me. When I call them, they're like, nah, dude, get the fuck out of here, who are you, you know? And,
yeah.
And I get it, you know, I get it. I mean, I just can't, I don't provide what you're looking for.
There has to be a market for it, and if spring it home, ain't nobody paying nothing. Once in a great blue moon, you know, there you get this, like I'm doing a job right now, and I'm like, there's no way this lady's going for this. $45,000 job.
Wow.
You know, I had to bring a contractor and everything, and I'm like, what is this lady doing? And she's like, yeah, I don't care. I don't want to die with my money. And I'm like, what?
All right, well then.
Yeah, she's doing everything. Flooring. We're demo. You know, she bought her damn cabinets in May of last year.
Yeah. We actually did
well,
a house.
Well, not last year, but you know what I mean.
Not sure. We built a kitchen, several kitchens in one house. But this was over in Great Falls, Virginia. It was for the Morris family. I'm not sure if you're aware of them. They own M&M, Kit Kat, and all them. And we built this whole kitchen, this plural, for them, and they don't even live in them, in that house. And it's insane. It wasn't just, obviously, me. It was a whole team, contractors and you know, all that. But, and builders, of course. We're talking about all together almost $500,000, you know, after everything. And they don't even live there. It's insane how some people, like you said, they're willing to spend their money, you know? And that's mm-hmm. fine.
Yeah, and then you got people that nickel and dime you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it just depends, but I mean, I even my slabs. You know how many reps come in here, and I'm like, no, you cannot touch my pricing. My slabs I get from Miami.
You have them,
you know, Fantasy
and...
Brown. They're trying to sell it to me for $700-$900. I get them for $250 from Miami. Leave me alone.
Wait a minute. So
when
you
touch my pricing, I don't want to embarrass you.
Of granite?
Yeah.
No way. Nah.
You just have to know the right person.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So with cabinets, you have already a steal. That's what you're doing. You're practically stealing that.
Mm-hmm.
With granite. Mm-hmm. That's even more hard. That's harder. I'm sorry. That's even a word. Yeah, you're, what else? Do you
I know the right people.
See, <I'm asking. laughs> who mm-hmm. else do you know?
I filled up this, my lot, I filled it up in about 6 months. So for 6 months, every Friday, I got 30 slabs delivered to me.
Where is your slab coming from? Do you mind asking?
Loyal.
Ohio?
From Miami.
Is it Colorado?
From Miami.
Right,
Miami.
But where do they get it from? I know they're not cutting it there.
Oh, I don't know. Overseas. I have no clue. I think they're getting them overseas.
That'd be too expensive, Tam. I think there's only one place in the U.S. I think.
No, they're bringing the containers in. They're bringing their own containers in.
Yeah, so you're paying freight and everything. I don't know how nice you are of a person, but you have some great connections, man. If you want to pass that along to somebody, maybe help them out or keep your secret to yourself, I don't blame you, whatever decision you make. But
listen, my rep from Miami, she has 10 clients, and she will not deal with anybody else because she said people are grimy, and she has to know who she deals with. I refer her all the time, and I'm like, listen, this person needs you, and da da da. And she's like, yeah, no. No. She goes, you're my client, bring home
that. Do you agree with that? Do you agree with that, Tabitha? I think she has a point.
I do. You know, you should spread yourself so much, because if you can't be a loyal rep to somebody, how the hell are you going to take care of 100 people? First of all. Do you know what I mean? So if you start getting all these clients, and then you're getting all these calls, you're one person. for that whole community, just say of Hernando County, if you have 50 clients, there's no way for you to juggle that. So now you're just going to look like, okay, well, screw her. She didn't answer me, so I'm going to go to somebody else.
Yeah.
No, but if you're loyal to your 10 people, those 10 people are going to keep running to you.
Yeah, you
understand?
She's
more family now. I love her to death. She's more family now because I've been dealing with this girl since she moved from that company to this company to that company to this company. I've followed her. I don't care. I'll just cut your company off because she's gone. She's the one that's loyal to me. You understand? So I followed her through all her years, and I've been, we were family. Like, I love this girl to death. The other day I called her on Veterans Day. I closed. I said, what's the fact that let's all just shut down. Like, who cares? Let's close for Veterans Day. It's a holiday.
Good.
If the schools are closed, I'm closed.
Did you do it? I'm glad because I'm
glad I closed. And, and you know what? Thank you for serving. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
I called her. I said, what are you doing? And she was working. And she says, oh, I have a couple appointments after, you know, a little while. I said, no, I need you. I need you to come to Spring Hill from Tampa. She's coming to Spring Hill. And she said, what happened? I said, I'm putting a koi pond in, but I got to plant some plants and I don't have a green thumb. You do. She goes, I'm going to reschedule my appointments. I'll be right there.
That's funny.
She's loyal.
You know, it's very crazy how you bought the koi pond, because the same kitchen that I told you about over at the Great Falls, he built a koi pond as well. Nice koi pond. We're talking about beautiful, man. And the eagles, I remember the eagles were starting to eat his koi. And so he was so mad. This is he built a whole net and a whole tent over his koi with heaters and everything. Like heated water. I'm like, damn, like that's nice. He spent at least $500,000 on them as well. And he loves them. I mean, he loves his koi.
I brought the little baby fish. I brought little baby fish. I'm gonna send you a picture of my koi pond.
He has some beautiful ones. I'm talking about. There's some. He has some.
You can't even find my fish yet. They're so small.
Do you have one as well?
We just built it. My husband just built it on Veterans Day. He did it in one day. He did all that in one day.
Okay, so if he did it this year,
it's a very small pond.
Next year they're gonna be nice. Watch. Next year, this time right now.
Yeah, they're gonna grow.
Oh yeah, they grow huge.
They'll grow. They're babies. I only grow. You know, they selling koi for $200. I'm not spending $200 on a fish. I told them, you're out of your mind. You already spent enough on this damn pond. And
believe it or not, that's not that bad.
I think they were like $45.
This guy was paying like $25,000 for one. You know, like it's.
Yeah, yeah.
Serious.
I paid $45, maybe $35 for my fish. they're small,
yours?
But you know. Sorry.
Is this your personal koi pond?
Yeah, that's at my shop. My shop. Yeah.
That's not bad. A little nice picket fence and everything makes it look really nice.
Yeah, it looks pretty. It's good luck.
I love that.
My husband made the bench.
He built that bench?
Yeah, he did. Craftsmanship. He has very, that's what he has. That's the difference between my business and every other business.
It looks like where that statue is at. That's a waterfall or is that a fire pit?
Yes. No, it's a waterfall. Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's really nice.
This is the entrance of my showroom. You know, you got to understand, we, my story, you know, we came from the projects in New York City and we had nothing.
I came from the projects.
Like, literally, we came from having nothing to building a very successful business in 7 years. You know, we did this in 7 years. This is only my seventh year. It's going to be 8 in July. You know, so we had nothing. You know, we were scrubbing for change. We have 6 children, scrubbing for change. And, you know, we had one car and taking public transportation and came here and we started working 2 jobs each. And we started doing this business in our 2-car garage. you know? Yeah. Christian's only 38 years old. I'm only 41.
So you're 1 year older than me. That's insane.
You know, and we have this business is, by the grace of God, this business has been nothing but a blessing, you know.
Putting business aside, I think it's, I'm not sure how religious you are, man, but a lot of it has to do with a lot of my story as well has to do with God, man. Like, I've been in some situations, mm-hmm. like you said, like, man, I'm like, I don't even know where I'm going to eat, you know, how I'm going to do it. But everything, for some reason, seemed to work out. All I had to do was just be patient. Yep. And mm-hmm. and now that I look back at it, in hindsight, it's it was a great lesson. And I don't take it for granted. And if for some reason I ever come across mm-hmm. somebody that I, like, you sound like a very honest, very, very cool person. You're very easy to talk to.
Thank you.
I don't mind passing that along, you know, because I would hate for somebody to feel that feeling that I felt when I didn't know what I was going to do.
Yeah, that's, thank you. It's rough. Life is rough. You know, you have to just keep your faith and have patience, and it'll come little by little. You know?
No, it's just...
Hello?
Being grateful. Yeah. It's just being grateful for what we have.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you. You built something in 7 years. Mm-hmm. Not many people can say that. You have great connections. I can tell you right now, Tabitha, I cannot match your prices. I cannot. And I've been doing this for a while myself. And I work directly with the manufacturer. And I cannot match that price. So if you have that, hold on to it. You know, cherish it, treasure it. You know, I'm going to try to do this. These cues that you just sent me, I'm going to try my best to give you the best price. And I hope so. I hope that I can at least reach a point to where you at least say, well, okay, I'll look at it. Because I don't blame you if you say, nah, throw it away. He's not going to benefit me in any way, you know. One thing that I don't want to do, and you don't deserve it, and I don't believe in it, is waste your time. You cannot get that back.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course.
What do you think about that?
And like I said, I'll talk to my manager and stuff. Even, you know, European style, I've been getting a few people in here looking for that, and I'm just like, yeah, no, I don't know anybody with that. My cabinet supplier.
I got it. Special colors.
When people want special colors and stuff like that, I don't mind having your company as the backup. But like I said, they're looking for a simple shaker, and my company has, you know, ProSelect has, like, different bases, and some of their vanities are, like, weird sizes. So sometimes I have to go with ProSelect because that's what matches my customer best. That's what's going to fit them best. You know, I'm not looking at, oh, well, no, we have to make a vision sale. No, it's what fits my customer best. You know, I have all these reps in here for quartz. Why do you have so many towers? Because my customer has a lot of choices. If they want Pompeii with UMI, they're going to go with Pompeii. If they want Quantum, they're going to go with Quantum. They want Manta Quartz. They want Levante. They're going to choose what they want. I'm not pushing your product. Will I try to talk them out of quartz? 100%. And I tell all my reps that.
Well, I believe you give him an opinion, right, Tabitha?
Absolutely. And I'm going to try to talk them out of it.
I don't want to sell quartz. I know every rep knows that. You sound very smart. So I'm sure that you're able to blend in there. Does that make sense with your customer to say, okay, well, let's try this.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't like it, well, okay, that doesn't work. You give them options. Is that right? You don't have all your eggs in one basket.
I give them the pros and cons. You know what I mean? And I'm like, listen, this is what natural stone is. That's my first question. When they ask for quartz, do you know the difference between quartz and granite? Well, yeah, one's man-made and one's, you know, natural stone. What else do you know about it, though? And then I start telling them, no, what you hear online, it's not indestructible. You know, and I give them the pros and cons on it, and 9 times out of 10, I convince them to go look at the natural stone. Why? Because I don't want the headache as a company either. I don't want my guys fabricating this crap anymore. It's already banned in how many countries? Do you know what I mean? So I'm going to look what's best for my company. These people are dying from fabricating this crap. I don't want my guys dying and getting silica in their lungs and all this stuff. No, I don't want that. Do I want my customer to be unhappy in a year from now because the quartz is stained and you can't get that out? No, I don't. Now they're fighting saying that quartz needs to be sealed. Well, what is all this crap online? It doesn't have to be sealed. It's not porous. Why does it have to be sealed? Oh, because now you guys found a flaw in it.
Yeah,
you understand? So if they have to seal the quartz, then why not get granite then?
Yeah, exactly. So it's the same thing that happened with asbestos back in the 80s, 70s. Do you remember that, 60s? Did you ever hear about that? Just went with the same
I
thing
heard
now.
About
it's
it.
Like they're yeah. there. Same thing with quartz stone. You know, it's mm-hmm. affecting people's lungs, causing cancer, and so they're like, hey, let's go with something mm-hmm. more natural, which obviously is going to be the granite. And so they did the same thing with asbestos, mm-hmm. and they went with the other type of insulation. It's the same example. It's probably a horrible example, to be honest, but it's the same principle, let's say. It's something didn't work. You found a flaw in it, and now they try to put laws on it and
mm-hmm. cover
and
it.
And then you have to mm-hmm. cover it up, exactly. And then you deal with natural granites, which is more expensive. And but it's...
My level one slabs I sell for no.
What about marble slabs? Do you do marble slabs like that?
I have a dolomite, which is, you know, it has marble in it, but it's not 100% marble. But yeah, if a customer wants marble, I'd get you marble. If they see something on my lot and they don't like it, like I tell everybody who comes here, when people tell me, oh, I like that, I think I can live with that, that's not the answer I want to hear. I want you to tell me you love it because you're marrying this today. I said, do not limit yourself to what I have on my lot. Don't limit yourself. You know, I tell them, just because it's here doesn't mean you have to buy this slab. I can send you to warehouses where you're going to love something. Do not settle for my slab. It's just here for convenience. You understand? Just because it's here doesn't mean you have to buy it. And if a customer tells me, well, I don't want to drive to Tampa, I'll drive you to Tampa. How about that?
So, Tabitha, you're telling me, and real honest, put business away, that you're willing to tell a client, if you don't love it, don't buy it?
I tell them that every day when they're here, when I show them.
You're willing to do that. You're very brave, Tabitha.
I don't want to hear that you like it. Because why are you going to spend money in something you like and you might dislike in a year? You have to love it. You're marrying this slab. You understand?
I tell it to everybody.
Like a tattoo. When people come in here, they're like, listen,
you got to get that tattoo.
You have to
love it.
You're marrying it. You're dying with that damn thing. You're not even dying with your partner you married. You're dying with a damn tattoo. You know what I mean? You're taking that to the grave with you.
Exactly.
You have to love it. You know what I mean? So I tell them this all the time. When people come in here, they're like, oh, I want to see quartz, and we're going to be renting the house. Well, then quartz is not for you.
Yeah.
Quartz is more expensive. You know, it's the trend right now, so the prices went up. It's more expensive than granite. Why are we looking at quartz? They're not going to take care of it.
You're teaching me something right now, believe it or not.
If you're flipping a home, I'm not going to sell you quartzite. Why are you putting a $3,800 slab? And this was just recent. Customer came in here. Oh, I want to see the best slabs you have, the most prettiest. And I said, that's quartzite. I was like, come on, let's go look at them. And I'm showing, oh, I love this one. I said, so this is your forever home then? They said, oh, no, we're selling this. And I said, so why are we looking at this? If you're selling this, you can get away with a level 2 fantasy brown. It matches everything, beautiful slab, and guess what I sold them? Fantasy brown, because it matched their cabinets, it matched their flooring. Now you just went from a $3,800 slab I sell them for about $13.50 a slab, right? You just went, how drastic money did I just lose? But it's not, I don't feel it as a loss. Because somebody's going to come in that house now, they're going to buy it, and what's going to happen? That's hideous. Rip that shit out. Okay, well, a $3,000 slab just got sold for no reason and thrown in the garbage because somebody hated it.
And it wasn't appreciated, yeah.
Do you understand? So why?
I do.
Why do that? Why spend so much money if you're not, that's not your forever home? Listen, I'm very honest with my customers. I tell them, like, listen, this is what it is. Level one is the most durable. Level one is hated because it looks like formica. It's speckled. A lot of people don't like it, but it's the most durable. I'm not going to lie to you. When you start getting
Let me ask you, why do people not like it so much? What's the big deal?
It's speckled. It's just a speckled slab. Like, it looks like it has...
Yeah, I know what you mean by speckled.
It looks like formica. You know, level two plus fantasy brown, it starts with the swirls and the marbly look.
Mm-hmm.
So it's beautiful. You know, fantasy brown is my favorite. I have about maybe 10 or 12 different lots of fantasy brown on my lot, you know. So I sell that. That's my biggest seller's fantasy brown. So I always have a lot of that. And it's still durable because it's a level two plus, but, you know, I'm not trying to sell somebody that, I'm not going to sell you, like I said, I try to talk to my customers. You have to think logically what's in your budget and everything. Of course, some people just want to do a level one, and that's fine. You know, but I'm not a pushy salesperson. I'm not trying to sell that. You know,
you're
and my company
hard,
could
yeah,
benefit very
seller,
big.
Yeah.
My company will benefit off of me selling a quartzite any day over a level two plus. You know what I mean? But
right.
That's not me. I'm looking for the customer.
People don't, and by you doing that, and it doesn't make. It allows people to feel like you're not taking advantage of them, you know. I learned this I used to work at a restaurant. Back in when I was 18, 19 years old, and I used to work for Landry's. I'm not sure if you heard of them. And people were always like they wanted us to sell wine and stuff, but they always wanted us to sell the most, you know, the upsell and this and that. And one day I came across this one guy. He actually worked for Boeing, and he told me, look, I'm going to give you a hint. And he goes, don't go for the top, don't go for the bottom, go for the middle, you know, so that allows people to actually, if they want more, they can go more. And if they don't want to spend that much, you can go less. But stay in the middle, and people will promise you they will feel like you're not taking advantage of them. And I feel like that's what you're doing. You're really being honest with them. You're not offering him the best. You're not offering him the worst. You're offering what you feel like it's the best for them at the moment, and depending on their situation as well. And that right there, a lot of people don't understand how to appreciate. You know the construction business, Abitha. Some people are greedy, man. Some people are hungry, and they will sell that $3,500 slab.
Yeah, they just
want
to sell this quartz.
Like,
quartz is trash. And I tell them that in their face. I'm like, I'll sell it to you, but there is a disclaimer on my thing, and it says, once this is installed, I hold no warranty on this.
Oh,
it's on my contract that they sign, and I make sure they see that. And I tell them, you did read this, right? Please do not sign this if you do not read this. I tell them. Like, and if you didn't, and I point out the stuff that I put in there. If they go, well, yeah, I skimmed through it. I'm like, well, you know your payment's due the day before I come for install, right? Oh, it is. You didn't read this then.
Yeah.
Your final payment's due the day before I come.
Yeah, and then who's the bad person now, Tabitha? You.
Exactly. And
because
then the course, too. I tell them, listen, go online, and this is who your manufacturer is for it. If it's, you know, Pompeii, if it's Quantum, it says it on there. Go to Quantum Quartz. Please see if you have to register your slab. If you have to register it, please register it for the warranty. I will not hold any responsibility for any damage done, scratches, burns, stains, nothing. I will not return for anything. I'm not holding responsibility on courts. And I make it known. That shit is trash. And I give everybody the same spiel when they come in. I tell them in their face, look at how my husband flicked the lighter, burnt the quartz. I have it in my showroom on display so I can show people the shit that it is.
Stain the shit out of it.
Straight stained it.
God.
Yep. And I showed them, this is burnt. I said, you know, this is from leaning on it, but it's not porous. How the hell did it get all these black marks inside the stone that you can't come out? I had somebody say, give me something to clean this. I said, here, here's Ajax, here's the scrubber. Go ahead, scrub it.
And you still did that?
There was rust marks on it. Yeah, I said, here, take it. Here's a pair of gloves, too, if you want. Scrub it.
Or diesel on it, it's not going
to matter. He sat there and scrubbed the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not playing when it comes to my business. I'm not going to have a bad rep because of court.
No, and you have every right, Tabitha. Every right.
I'm going to tell you, you know.
You sound very serious.
Jose, I'm sorry. I just realized it's 6:30. I have to close the office.
It's okay. Hey, Tabitha, I've learned from you. I'm going
to
work on your
cook.
I'm going
to
work on your SKUs.
Okay.
I'm sure you're going to cook something very good. I'm going to be in touch, hopefully, tomorrow morning. And if not, Tabitha,
okay.
I will bother you Monday. Is that okay?
Okay. I'll be here tomorrow between 10 and 3.
Perfect. Okay. I'll keep in touch with you, Tabitha.
Okay.
You have a wonderful day. Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
Okay. You too. Have a blessed night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.